I have written up a Right Sideway monologue for you guys. Right Sideway monologue sponsored every day by attorney Stan McDonald. That's Stan McDonald from law firm of Wilmer and Lee. And I will be telling you guys about Stan McDonald here momentarily. All right, so I have a question for y'all. I don't know what compelled me to go this way with the monologue, but I'm going to start off my monologue with a simple question. It should be a simple question. What is an American? Like I said, it seems like a simple question, but it's really quite layered and complicated. You know, what is an American? What does it mean to identify as an American? This is the question that is fundamental to our nation's identity. It determines how we communicate with one another, the standards that we hold our public officials to, and it provides the invisible thread of connectivity that we hold with our fellow Americans. It gives us a sense of commonality, a sense of structure, and most importantly, it keeps us united. As we've seen a rise in political polarization and a rise in political violence in our nation, I think it's crucial that we all ask ourselves this question. What does it mean to be an American? It's now been over 2 weeks since the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and I, for one, still don't feel the same after seeing that happen. But I think that's the case with a lot of Americans, and especially Americans that are in my generation. This nation is looking for an answer as to what unites us instead of divides us. What do we agree on instead of disagree on? What can we hold on to as a rallying cry to move this country forward together to make it the best place possible? But most importantly, how do we get to a place where we don't kill each other over our beliefs? We could compile a list of questions in response to that. We could fill out a questionnaire and come up with a score that says we agree this much. But the root question is the one that I asked to begin with. What is an American? Over the last several years, there seems to be a rise of people that believe America is just an idea. It's abstract. America is whatever you want it to be. It's sort of like a shell. Just a place for anyone and everyone globally to come to and express their own truths. And anyone who disagrees with you about their truth is spewing hate and must be silenced. And if violence is the best way to do that, then so be it. I think we've all experienced just a bit too much of that lately, to be honest with you. And it's that way of thinking that has opened the door to the rampant nihilism that's starting to get a foothold in our society. It took the life of Charlie Kirk. It took the life of two kids at a Catholic school shooting earlier this year. It took the life of a detainee at an ICE facility just this past week. And just yesterday, it took the lives of, I believe now, five innocent people at a church in Michigan. What's causing this rise in nihilism, atheism, anti-Americanism? It's our lack of identity. We're starting to lose our foundation as a nation. We've taught our children to hate the country they live in. We teach them that America is a racist country and that America is on stolen land. That the men who built this nation from the ground up were bad people. So bad, actually, that we need to desecrate and destroy any statue or memorial that honors their legacy. And what shall we replace it with? Why, your own truth, of course. If you want to mutilate your own body, then go right ahead. You want to flood America with third world immigrants that don't exhibit any of America's values or beliefs? Sure. What does it matter anyways? America isn't real. America is whatever you want it to be. Well, let me tell you what America actually is. First off, America is a Christian nation. America was built by Europeans that had enough of a tyrannical government and dared to build it from the ground up. America was built off the words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." America is Washington crossing the frozen Delaware. America is successfully storming the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe. America is lifting the flag at Iwo Jima after defeating your enemy. America is coming together after fighting your fellow Americans in a civil war, then marching forward together to continue building the greatest nation that's ever been. America is manifest destiny. America is conquering the Western Plains and exploring the wonders of our beautiful land. America is the Grand Canyon. America is the Rocky Mountains. America is the Mississippi River. And America is the descendants of the great men who built it and lived it. I am America. Half of me comes from my great-grandfather who came to America from Ireland to help build it, and the other half comes from an entire lineage here in the southern antebellum of Alabama. I am the descendant of my grandfathers and great-grandfathers who fought for this country. You are America. I know who the ruffians are, and because I met several of y'all, and y'all are salt-of-the-earth, red-blooded Americans, y'all are America too. But did you notice that everything I just mentioned was tangible? from the great battles of this nation to the physical landscape, even the ideas are tangible. They were formed off of a foundation of truth, unlike the, quote, truths of today that are built off of whatever you feel like at that exact moment. America was built by men who had a fundamental belief in the Christian God. How many of our current leaders hold this same belief? We just saw Tim Kaine a couple weeks ago, a current sitting U.S. senator, say a couple of times, but this main one, that believing your rights come from God instead of the government is dangerous. That's what the Iranians believe, he said. Actually, Senator Kaine, what you just said is inherently anti-American, because you are mocking the core foundation that our founding fathers built America on. And how did we get here? How did we get to where senators can spew such anti-American nonsense? Because we're slowly losing our identity. I also stated earlier that America is the descendants of the men that built it and lived it. That means you can't just open the borders and let in the third world to replace the actual descendants of America and then call them Americans. You can't. Because whether you like it or not, America and Americans are more than just people who live on a piece of land deemed to be America. One of my favorite quotes comes from the Civil War. At Appomattox Courthouse, Robert E. Lee arrived to surrender his Army of Northern Virginia to Ulysses S. Grant. As he sat across from Grant in that room, he was surrounded by Union soldiers. One of those being Eli S. Parker, a Native American who was an aide to General Grant. He was also an officer in the Union. General Lee looked at Parker, extended his hand, and referencing Parker's Native American heritage, stated, "Well, I'm glad to see one real American here." Eli then replied with, "We are all Americans here." Think about that. A Native American stating to a man who just led the charge to secede from the Union that they were all equally American. Why? Not just because they lived in America, but because it was in their blood. Fast forward to today, where we have representatives like Ilhan Omar who give speeches to Somalis in America claiming to make sure Somalia doesn't lose its identity as long as she's in office. How about you worry about America? You know, is that so radical? But this is the same Ilhan Omar that claims America is a racist nation, appears to be doing everything within her power to change America into what she wants it to be, not what it actually is. Having strong borders is not racist. Honoring the men that built America is not racist. A country that allows someone like Ilhan Omar to sit as a representative as she spews such anti-American rhetoric and spits on the grave of Charlie Kirk clearly is not a racist nation. But how do we bring America back to a place where our public officials revere America? Put people into office who truly love America and its identity. Obviously, there are many people in our government who do love America, our president being one of them. But on one side of the aisle, it's almost a requirement to have this revisionist view of America and that it's inherently broken. I say we start teaching our kids to love America. We stop making them feel guilty about being American. We stop woke-washing American history. We keep our borders strong. And if you do want to come to America, you must also love America and uphold its Christian values. Not that everyone in America must be Christian, but that you must honor and uphold the Christian values that are set in place. But we're not going to do this just by sitting back and hoping it fixes itself. We must get engaged politically. We must outvote the people who are trying to vote in the Ilhan Omars, the Tim Kaines, and etc. We must beat them politically. There is a growing group of lost people in America right now. People that are utterly confused. They have no identity to fall on. They don't appeal to God. They don't take pride in their American identity. And this causes them to tie themselves into a knot trying to create their own identity. They go and search for purpose in transgenderism and LGBTQism, but this makes them even more lost. They then take their pain out on others who are just simply speaking the truth. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it once again, this fight is a spiritual one, and the only way forward is straight through. We must take the truth into the darkest parts of our society. We will outnumber and outlast the evildoers, and in the battle of good versus evil, spoiler alert, good wins. Even if evil decides to show its face, like it has several times lately, that doesn't mean it's winning. It actually means the devil is getting desperate. And it appears the devil may have overplayed his hand. So what does it mean to be an American? Well, it's just not an abstract idea. It's inherently tangible. And that's not up for debate. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Away.